This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You can take your oil prices two ways in this economy. You can use the global benchmark, what's called Brent North Sea Crude, which today dropped below $40 a barrel. Or you can use the U.S. Standard West Texas Intermediate, it's called. That dipped below $37 a whack. And those prices play out in a whole lot of ways. It plays out in what consumers are going to spend at the pump. It plays out in what it means for the strength or not strength of the global economy. And it plays out in what it means for the companies pulling all that oil out of the ground. American drillers have so far been resilient in the face of those low prices, so far being the operative phrase there. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
If you know the old cartoon, Wile E. Coyote runs off a cliff and then he suspends before he falls off. In the oil patch, Barbara Shook at Energy Intelligence Group says small independent drillers similarly can defy gravity no longer. Some three dozen have gone bankrupt.
They carry weaker balance sheets anyway, and they have less borrowing power. We've started seeing the smallest companies shutting the doors.
She likens this bust to 1986, when the Texas jobless rate went to 9%.
I think in the end it's going to be just as brutal as what we saw then.
Not everybody agrees. Ed Morse, head of commodities research at Citigroup, has long been bullish on U.S. producers, and he's long been right. But even more sees some pain ahead for the independents.
The indebtedness of these companies is going to really hit. They will run out of cash, many of them. They will not be able to drill. Production will go negative.
Next year, production will fall by almost 600,000 barrels a day, according to the U.S. government. The game now is which small drillers will go under first, says energy management professor Bill Arnold at Rice University. He cites a century-old comic strip, Alphonse and Gaston. Their shtick is over politeness. You go first. No, please. After you.
This has been something that's been going on for some months now. It's kind of I'd be happy to continue to produce, but I'd be even happier if you didn't.
Any shakeout should pull oil prices back up. The question for now is how long till that happens. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.